If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Business update with Gule Tufupi on Kaya 959.
She brings you Kaya Biz, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. Lots happening in the world of business. And I suppose the best place to start has to be Nampak's financial results. Nampak hasn't been doing so well. And in fact, ever since their previous CEO, who funny enough happened to be Eskom's previous CEO, things have been going south, I'd say, for the better of 7 8 years.
Yep, you're quite right on that one. This conversation actually reminds me of back when we spoke about this company. I think you were doing Kaya Drive at the time, where Nampak actually found itself under significant strain to such an extent that they actually had to sell off their console or glass manufacturing unit. This also came out post the pandemic, and it also impacted a lot of the beverage manufacturers who then actually had to produce their goods in cans. Savannah is actually one that stands out. Back in 2022, this is actually what they had to transition into after Nampak let go of its glass manufacturing unit. So it's really come a long way since the appointment of Phil Ru as the CEO of Nampak. And they've literally had to restructure the business in terms of letting go of non-key assets within different markets as well. So yesterday they published their results, and it's really a performance that has shown a great amount of resilience, despite the fact that it still posted a loss after tax. But there has been growth in its revenue streams, paying off of debt, and trying to make sure that they find a way of staying relevant within the South African market specifically. They did let go of assets that they own specifically in markets like Nigeria, which came at a significant cost, London and Tanzania. And much of those proceeds are set to pay at least 720 million rand of debt that is still owed by the company. Coupled with that, you might also recall that they also have been looking to re-strategize in terms of the South African market. Load shedding has long been a challenge for this business as well. And over the last few months, the abatement and the relief that we've seen in terms of load shedding has contributed positively to the business. But I think a wonderful case study to actually signify just the ebbs and flows that business typically does go through, and that whilst there might be challenges that were occurred under the previous leadership, it did take a while for them to kind of stabilize the boat, reach a level of, some sustainability. And it will be interesting to see how they move this going forward with the business and still trying to diversify their operations, but keeping the main thing, which is producing packaging goods and services. So good one on Nampak. Interesting to see the improvement on their results.
Okay. Now, I actually asked Saul yesterday, I was like, I thought Black Friday was last week, but now it turns out the Black Friday is a full month. What's going on there?
So, as you know, Black Friday is typically a trend that we picked up from the United States, right? It's a retail holiday that has grown in popularity after the Thanksgiving holiday. So Thanksgiving is usually on the last Thursday, if I'm not mistaken, of every November. And as a result, Black Friday is the day after. But the culture has certainly changed in South Africa, where aside from it just being one significant retail holiday, it's really become a retail theme over weekend and over the month of November. Cyber Monday has also become a popular day where there's a lot of trends and sales that actually see a hive of activity in the retail space. Now, the banks have been also giving us updates on these on Friday. I beg your pardon, Thursday, when we spoke to FNB, they mentioned that they anticipate 30 billion rand to be spent by some of their banking clients. We have yet to collate some of those numbers, as it will incorporate the sales that we saw yesterday being Cyber Monday. But last night, we spoke to Capitec, and they gave us some insight. They said that their client base actually spent at least 25 billion rand. What's intriguing about these numbers is that a lot of this actually goes back to spending on basic items. No longer are South Africans looking for a great bargain on flat TV screens and hard, durable items that they purchase for their homes, but it's gone back to basics such as groceries and the very basics, I guess, in terms of household goods that are required. They also highlight that online retailers certainly got the lion's share of spend. The likes of Takealot and Shein, believe it or not, actually saw significant amounts of transactions there. The largest transaction that was noted by Capitec was upwards of 200,000 rand, both within the hardware environment as well as online sales, including groceries, where ShopRite actually led the charge there. Discovery Bank also came out with their spend trend for Black Friday. They also highlighted the fact that a lot of online retailers got the lion's share of the spend, and largely their client base was spending on Takealot, Amazon, as well as the likes of Shein, coupled with a few other clothing retailers. What's interesting that they do highlight is that the average value of the online card transaction was around 935 Rand. So all in all, I think it's telling us one thing for sure here, Sizwe, is the fact that South African consumers, again, are finding ways of spending and have taken advantage of low interest rates, the savings that they've kept up, and just, you know, really dipping into the retail appetite that we typically see, as South Africa is a consumer-driven economy.
Okay, and the markets?
Markets yesterday, we closed up in positive territory. It was a great day for the markets. 85,731 points is where we closed off on. Again, there's still a lot of noise in the market around Donald Trump tariffs and what that does mean for the equities environment. However, that didn't deter us too much. Currency-wise, we had 18.18 to the US dollar, 22.98 to the pound, and 19.06 against the euro.
Okay, she brings you Kaya Biz, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m., obviously, that is the one and only Gugu Mfupi.
Business update with Gugu Mfupi on Kaya 959. And if you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.